Today on Grey's Anatomy, we talk about breakups, hookups, and Hail Marys. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back, AfterBuzzers. Back to AfterBuzz TV. We are here doing Grey's Anatomy After Show. Episode at last, the penultimate episode of the season. It's almost here. The finale's almost here, you guys. Yes, the episode at last. I'm your host, Marissa Serafini. You can follow me on Twitter at SerafiniTV. And today I have my panel back with me.
Yay! The gang's all here!
Finally live.
Introduce yourselves.
I'm Tara Johnson. You can find me at TJ Wagging Her Tail.
And I'm Jay Howard. You can find me at JF Howard.
Ah, welcome back, you guys.
We've missed you.
I missed you guys. I'm glad we're all here to talk about that. A lot happened in this episode, as in every episode of Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm. But real quick, what were your thoughts? Tara, let's start with you.
It just felt a lot happened. I just felt like, of course, they're just setting up for the finale. It was like a lot of setup. And a couple of things I didn't expect by the end. There were a couple of things I did expect. I'll admit I had a couple eye rolls in this one. I just have to be honest.
That you did.
I did.
You had eye rolls in this one.
You were as fun to watch watching this episode.
I tried my best.
Well, Jay, you and I think watched a different episode. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was probably one of my favorite of the season.
Oh,
granted, I think I have a penchant. I don't know if I'm using that word correctly.
Penchant.
I'll erase that. I don't want to use that word. I'm not confident it's going to come out correct. I have a thing where I just like it when there's a lot that happens in an episode. So I think that's maybe why I like it. But it was one of my favorite episodes of the whole season so far.
Okay, honestly. Cool.
Yeah, and you know, for the most part, I fairly enjoyed this episode despite a lot of things happen that were, I'm sure, frustrating for people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We'll definitely get into it, but overall, I did actually enjoy this episode.
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed it, even with the eye rolls.
She's backtracking. She's backtracking right now.
Enjoy a lot. No, with eye rolls.
I agree. It was the greatest one of the season. Absolutely, Jay. Yep.
Yeah. Well, let's get into it. Coming off the tail end of what happened last episode, that a lot happened in that episode with Callie versus Arizona. My goodness, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
But we see Callie's going up to Arizona and asking to change dates with Sophia. And when can I have her? What do we think of Callie during this moment? After literally everything that just happened.
I felt so bad for her. I like when she was saying, this is more towards the end of the episode, but when she was saying, like, it's been a really hard day and I just need her, please. And then she got rejected. I felt so bad for her.
But was it warranted, though?
No, I don't think it was. Not that. That was pretty heartless.
No,
but here's the difference. I understand that she was frustrated that basically, you know, that Callie was going to take Sophia away and she was saying, like, you were going to take her away. But it wasn't. I feel like what Arizona did was so purposeful, almost. You know what I mean? I think Callie got caught up in the moment and wasn't thinking about how it affects someone else. I think Arizona was in that moment like, no, screw you. I think that's what made it worse to me.
Okay. Tara, do you feel the same way?
No, I mean, look. Unfortunately, there's been like divorce in my family, and I've seen a kid have to go back and forth, so it's never an easy thing. But what I will say is what I kept thinking to myself was that Callie, it was okay to Callie when Sophia was going to be with her and she was going to take Sophia across the country and Arizona was going to visit whenever it was convenient for then it would be then Callie, Penny, you know. Mm-hmm. And now since tables are turned, it's kind of this thing where I understood in some respects what Arizona said. I think she summed it up great when she was like, you ruined everything.
But Callie wasn't doing that to be spiteful. That's my point. There's a difference in the reason. Arizona did it to just say, screw you. Callie did it because she just got caught up in the moment.
But in fairness, Callie went up to Arizona. This is the second time she went up in the same day asking to change things. Like, no. And I applaud Arizona for being like, no, we're setting ground rules.
Right.
Like, I have custody and I actually do have the upper hand and I get to say when you get hurt and whatnot, and you can't keep coming up to me just because you're feeling bad today.
You guys are freaking heartless.
No, but I don't think it's heartless. I don't think it's heartless, but I think Arizona in the beginning of the episode tried, and I don't think we can deny the fact that yes, Callie started all of this because in it, for whatever reason she might have wanted to do it, Callie started all of this. Took the entire hospital and everyone in the hospital through all of this, having to side.
The friends and
friends
all that,
and,
like,
and the
people
whole
got involved.
Thing. Right, and now it didn't go her way. She still wants Arizona to change everything in her life, Arizona's
just
life.
To make her feel better.
To make her feel better. And I just think sooner or later, and I'm surprised at Callie's character, because I would never thought I'd be in the position saying this about her character.
Like the weakness part of her?
Well,
like
not the weakness. No, I'm just like, she's normally this like really caring person who's always confronting everyone else and calling everyone else on their stuff. I just feel like someone needs to be like, Callie, come on. It ain't always about you.
Exactly. And that was like, Kelly, I do love the Kelly character.
Yes.
She's amazing. She's always been awesome. But I have to give it to Arizona and be like, no, it's not all about you, because you remember what everything you just
that
put
just
us
mean.
Through.
She doesn't do it so meanly. That's what I'm saying.
But I feel the same way when it comes to Penny.
I think it was to the point where like Arizona just had to be strict. She had to be the mean one in this situation. She
I just cried
to.
A little bit. So
she put her foot down.
I wanted to hang out with Sophia.
No, I want to hang out with
they
Sophia too, but I feel like the same thing about Penny. Like, everything was all about her and Penny when things were going her way, and now that the custody battle didn't go her way, she doesn't want anything to do with Penny.
Yes, so...
It ain't all about you, Callie. Mm.
Very, very true.
Sorry!
But now let's get into Callie and
oh, sorry.
Penny.
Yeah, sorry.
Did you see...
Jump.
No, it's fine. Callie and Penny, did you see this breakup go down? I mean, we predicted it
yes.
for a long time, that they're eventually going to break up. It was just a matter of when and how. But did you expect it to come from Callie?
Yeah. There was a lot of gut, like, heart tugging in this episode, and that was really the only moment where I was like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think all of us kind of felt the same way about their relationship, where it just didn't really seem like it had a lot of legs. And so when this happened, I know they were kind of trying to make this big emotional moment, and they wanted you to feel for Penny, but I was just kind of like, eh, it's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It was kind of like, yeah, that ticket was bought a long time ago. I mean, I did feel
and
bad for
Penny. And the train just left the tracks, baby.
Just let it go.
Yep.
I mean, I did feel bad for Penny because she really was trying. Like, she really was trying. I talked to the landlord, got a smaller place, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But even from last week's episode, Callie was shut down. That was over last week. As soon as the judge hit the gavel in that case, that was over.
I feel like Penny's that kid who's like just trying to sit at the popular table, you know? And everyone's like,
she's the
yeah,
teacher.
Whatever. Like,
she's the one that's on the outside always looking in.
Wow.
Right. I know what that's like.
You know?
Oh,
she's trying
sucks.
Real hard, and Callie's like, whatever. You know, it's not worth it. And she's like, you're going to break up with me? She's like, yeah. Pretty much.
Well, I found it very surprising that Callie, already at the beginning of this episode, she said that she's not going to go to New York.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, you already had it in your head that you're not moving. So this relationship is already immediately doomed.
Right, right.
Yeah.
After everything that just went happened, now you decided to still not go to New York.
Right.
So I was like, what was the point?
I don't know.
To Kill a Mockingjay, more so.
I mean, I guess when the whole custody thing went down, there was never an instance where we saw Callie say, well, maybe I shouldn't go. It was like never that moment. There was never that, let me think this through about everybody involved, and then all of a sudden...
And then it all came crashing down. And she's
and
like,
now
uh-huh.
it's like, I'm not going. I'm not leaving without
choice.
Sophia.
And she calls it off with Penny. Call it now.
Which I will say is the right decision. Right? She made the right decision.
Penny was gone anyway.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
We knew that.
Peace.
We knew that they had to break up at some point.
Deuces on that.
But,
deuces.
Like, I do have to give it to Meredith kind of consoling her a little bit, Penny.
Awkwardly?
Like, you're,
it was like, it was done real well. She's like, ooh. It was,
yeah, I thought that too. I
was
like,
kind of awkward.
Meredith, she's high IQ, low EQ.
Yes.
But, like, whatever. That's her character.
Yeah. No, but it's also Penny. It's also Penny, too. Like, and then I feel like it was executed so perfectly because I feel like the entire audience was like, oh.
Right.
Oh. It was kind of awkward.
Good
they
luck
don't
on
really,
your fellowship.
Yeah.
You're going to do great.
They're
like,
both
yeah.
awkward people.
Go
like,
to New York.
As she opens the door and, like, throws her bag on the outside,
right.
like, good luck. Good luck.
The door slams behind her. And it opens
good
up
luck.
One more time. Just she, like, throwing one more thing out.
Good luck.
That's so mean.
Don't write.
See, now that's just being mean. But, all right, it's over with Callie and Penny.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? It's about time.
Nah.
Yeah.
Right, peace.
No.
Moving on. Well, we did have, like, a good patient case in this episode a little bit. We had Arvin and Reese. Oh, those poor kids. Well, it's more like two.
I was confused about that. He was driving and he passed out? Yeah. I was confused.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Actually, Reese was...
The non-driver.
No, yeah, the non-driver was...
Yes.
Wait, Arvin... Arvin was the driver.
Mm-hmm. Arvin was the driver, but it was Reese who was the one who passed out.
Yes. So why did Arvin crash?
Because Arvin was freaking out because someone else passed out, and he crashed the car.
Oh, yeah, because I just would say he was a bad driver.
Yeah.
Okay. I was confused.
Maybe he's just a bad driver.
Yeah, or it got kind of confusing.
He was a bad instructor. Just saying.
Anybody just quiz real quick? What was the instructor from? What other big TV show? All I could think about was this TV show. Nobody?
No.
Mad Men.
I don't watch Mad Men.
Sorry, I didn't watch it.
Well, nope. And that's another show that's over and done.
That conversation's over.
All right.
Moving on.
Well,
he's a main character in Mad Men, so the whole time I was watching the instructor, I was like...
Thank you for bringing it up.
You're from Mad Men.
Okay.
But...
Good on you.
Doesn't watch it, okay. So I guess we'll move
but
on.
I found it... actually, this was probably the most levity of... You know, you always have to have that story with levity. This was definitely it, surprisingly, from The Patient. But we find out that... It was Reese's mother who was dating the driver as a teacher. And then the way that they were bickering just back and forth over like the most trivial things.
Isn't that a conflict though? Like, and then you have the instructor like, you can think of me as a dad. Like, I want you to be comfortable.
My favorite part was when he was like, I'm training the drivers of America. I'm a hero.
I'm shaping the lives of the future.
I love that line of comedy. Like, am I a hero? Yeah, I guess I am.
I mean, I never thought of that way, but you know, especially in LA, drivers and instructors are very important.
You should do
we
that.
We probably need more of them.
You'd be a good driver's ed instructor.
Me?
Yeah, you would.
Oh, you've never ridden in a car with me.
Really? I'm not sure about driver's teacher. I was a good driving student, though. I don't know. But we find out that, I believe it was... The patient, he was having a necrotizing fasciitis.
It just sounded like...
Don't know what that is.
They called it flesh eating. It just seemed really bad. Like, when they showed the picture, like a stack of meat on the show.
Yeah,
I'm
that was
right,
nasty.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then we saw the sizzling and frying, literally frying.
I don't have any idea what was going on, though. Normally, you know, it's all medical stuff, so you're trying to kind of figure out, okay, what are they actually doing? I had no idea. I was like, what is this guy's, what's his medical problem?
But he had advanced necrotizing fasciitis.
I heard that part. I don't know what that means, though.
Pretty much, what was supposed to be, this kid just passed out, actually became something more serious.
And we actually have someone on YouTube that watches us who's a doctor. So if you want to expound more, any doctor out there, let us know.
Tweet at us.
Yeah, let
Hashtag
us know.
Hashtag ABTV Grace.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing about the patient, which surprisingly so, it wasn't even really about what happened with the patient. It was more just the comic relief of the patient's mother and the student.
And
the teacher.
And the boyfriend,
They were funny.
He's a hero. Who doesn't want to fall in love with a hero?
I'm training the drivers of America.
And it's 9-3 now. I didn't know that.
I don't think that's true.
10-2.
Wait, because when you did that, I bet everyone else out there did it. You're
9-3.
9-3 would be right here. That doesn't feel right.
9-3 now.
That doesn't feel right.
10-2.
That's on the sides. That's right on the sides.
Yeah, right on the sides.
That's not... They made that up.
I don't know. That's a little
too
uptight.
Don't pay attention to that, kids.
Mm-hmm. But sure, if that's... Wow. Okay. But again, that's really not the biggest part of the episode. That was really just the levity.
Yeah. But it was funny.
It was funny. I get it.
We've all fallen for a hero every now and again.
Haven't we all?
It happens. Mm. It happens.
We got our laughs, but we also got our tears, too, with Edwards and Diaz.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
So we see Kyle. He comes back in last week's episode. Mm-hmm. He had a case of meningitis. We don't really know we know he didn't recover from that, but he's getting worse. His tremor is back, and now he has an abscess in the brain, and they have to go in.
That whole storyline proved me wrong. I think a few episodes back when he first came in, I was like, oh, this is dumb. It's going to last for an episode and a half. And in this episode, I'm watching him like, this player song, you know. They got me.
He got me.
Yeah. And his tremor just... Oh,
yeah.
God.
No, yeah. He got me. I could feel how much he cared for Stephanie. I was still... I mean, I knew she cared for him. It didn't seem anywhere to the level that he cared for her. Like, he's like, I'm all in, coming on tour, you know, in Europe for a month. She never really answered. She just kissed him. She never answered.
So do you think that, you're saying that you saw the chemistry and the care, and he cared about her, but you didn't. She didn't care for him?
Not that she didn't care. I think she definitely cared.
I feel like she knew there's a good chance that...
Oh, totally.
Like, oh, yeah. Well, I mean, she's the doctor. She's the one that went up to Amelia and be like, hey, there's only an 80% mortality rate for this. Right. Your chances are already not good.
Mm-hmm. I just didn't... He was like all... Like, he is all about Stephanie. He got the T-shirt. He's like selling tickets, like, hands down all day. I don't know if she was all in like he was all in. That's all I'm saying.
I think it was hard for her to commit to something. And it was just terrible how they were already planning future plans.
Mm. Yeah, he was planning future. She didn't answer.
But I think that's the point, is he was the rock star and he could have any girl he wants, and then he picks her and true. Then she's not too... I don't know. I feel like she was totally sold. I just thought that storyline was good.
I don't think... Because we saw... From the beginning, I always saw like Edwards always liked him. And it kind of just grew to, like, actually love in a way. And then this episode when she was, you know, even going into the, you know, talking to the family when she shouldn't. She's not on the case anymore, giving the information. Like, Edwards, I get you really care for him, but, like, you have to step back.
Right. So, I did
like,
get that.
Those moments I really understood and, like, really actually truly believed that she cared for Diaz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't want to, like, compare her to Izzy and...
Oh, Denny.
And the Denny. Izzy,
yeah. No, I thought that when he first came on.
Yeah.
The worst part was when they're in the surgery and she said, like, I need you to stop irrigating right now and go up to the gallery. Like, no, don't say that.
You cried a lot in this episode, didn't you,
Jay? I did, a little
Jay?
Bit, yeah. These are actually is a couple of my tears, not water.
Aww. I know. I feel the same way.
Jay. For some reason, that storyline just got
to me. I was
like
tweeting during the show, and I was like, if they killed Diaz, I don't know. It's like, and we only had him for, we knew.
Yeah.
And he was such a good character.
He was so good.
Maybe he'll come back.
Just in like, no.
To life. Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, hey, Denny did come back.
In
Izzy's mind when she had a tumor.
When she had a brain tumor.
But he
came
back.
You never say never. Never say never.
I mean, I would totally be totally welcome to Kyle Diaz coming back in any form.
Hey man, playing and strumming that guitar better than ever.
I feel like we should make the disclaimer that we don't actually think he's going to come back from the dead.
No.
Sometimes people, you know, misunderstand us. Then it's a completely different show. Right? I don't actually think he's going to come back from the dead.
But yeah, after their sincere conversation, you know, in the hospital room between those two, did this moment, did you realize or did you know that he was going to die?
No. I really didn't. I really thought he was going to pull through. I did because, well, I don't know if it's a part of predictions, but I'm still on the fence of whether Stephanie's leaving, her character's leaving. Uh-huh. And so I was like, you know what? She's going to realize she missed out on her chance of love, and he's going to recover and off to Europe. I did. I was like, he is going to pull through.
No.
Jay, you knew.
I knew it.
He
so
called it.
I think I said it out loud when they said, like,
you did say it out loud.
Trust me, it's going to work.
Yeah,
and
you
I was
did.
Like, nope.
Nope.
Yeah. No, you called it.
Yeah, I felt that way too, Jay, because I was like, oh, they're having a moment of of closure right now.
It was a good moment too.
Like, and I'm glad that they ended the relationship on a higher,
that's true,
high note for that. But I was like, no, if you're gonna close it out and be them resolved between those two, now you're gonna kill him.
Wait, she just got booked for another show. That's why, right?
Yeah, she got casted.
Okay, right.
In Shonda Rhimes.
To me, it doesn't feel like they're. I don't know her character. At least it never seemed like to me like they were preparing for her to leave.
No.
The only reason I thought that maybe that was a possibility is because she's on that other show.
Yeah,
but in fairness, like Shonda Rhimes' new comedy show, it's not picked up yet.
Mm. Yeah.
But it is Shonda Rhimes.
But I will hold it to predictions.
Yeah, okay. All right, but...
so mysterious.
Kyle
there
Diaz.
We go. I know, we will miss Kyle. I will miss Kyle.
Rest in peace, Kyle.
What kind of music did he play?
I don't even know.
It sounded like it was like Spanish.
Wasn't it? Yeah, like
his guitar.
Jazz?
We saw him
He's
play.
Ricky Martin. Right? Ricky Martin? Kind of? Ish? Maybe not.
Ricky Martin's Cuban, isn't he?
Well, I guess Ricky Martin's more
digress.
Pop.
But, okay, whatever. So that kind of just kind of leads us into Amelia during all this, because she's the one who, you know, makes the call. This was a Hail Mary type of procedure.
Definitely.
But what did you think of Amelia's confidence during this, because she says, I feel really good about this. And I'm like, oh, Amelia, you just jinxed yourself.
Don't say that, Amelia.
But you guys dinged me a couple episodes before when I was like, Amelia's so cocky in surgery. And you guys were like, she has to be cocky. I felt that way this time. I felt it was such a risky procedure that Amelia needed to go in, above all, believing all the haters and all the people who didn't believe that he was going to pull through. If you don't have that confidence, don't do it.
Here's the thing, though. Here's what I always go back to. Amelia didn't make that medical problem happen in his body.
No,
she responds to it. So in that, you have to look at it and just say, like, yeah, all right, I didn't create this. I'm going to respond to it the best I can. This is a choice I'm going to make, and I got to go balls to the wall and be confident and act. You know, like, whether I believe it or I'm pretending, I'm going to say we're going to do this. I'm going to kill it. We're going to make this successful. Mm-hmm. So you know, you kind of like play the hand you're dealt, I feel like.
And to follow what Meredith said to her, even if I agree or disagree, I think Derek would have done the same thing. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of surgeon Derek was.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Oh, my goodness. I think that kind of leads us into Meredith's...
The depths.
Meredith's tirade towards Amelia right before Amelia goes into this risky procedure. Pump the brakes, Meredith.
Whoa.
What is eating you up right now?
And Amelia even said, like, or no, wait. It was great, I guess. It said you're about to go into surgery, so never mind. My point is moot.
right. But, okay.
Mad Men.
Do you think Meredith was right about this? Pretty much accusing Amelia for having, like, the life Derek had?
No, I don't. I listened to Meredith go off, and I mean go off. Mm-hmm. I mean go to hell off on this girl. And I just sat there the entire time going, what are you talking about? Who are you talking to? Like, you're just making it, like, it's one of those kind of situations where you hear someone talking, but you really know that whatever they're saying has nothing to do with what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was like, what are you projecting on this girl as she goes into this man's head? Like, what the hell are you talking about?
That's a perfect way to summarize it. What she was talking about in that moment is not really what she was talking about.
Yeah, that's what I had in my notes. I was like, where is this coming from?
It's kind of out of nowhere.
Like, even, where, like, is this coming from?
You know, like, the whole, you're stealing Derek's life, you kind of break it down and you're like, okay, so what? I mean, what do you want me to do? Like, not be confident? You want me to not work here? You want me to not marry someone I'm in love with? Like, what do you want me to do?
I think, yeah, I agree. And I think it also just stemmed out the fact that, like, the beginning of the episode, we see Owen selling Derek's trailer.
Right.
So, like, that part of Derek is now going away, too. It's like, literally, Derek is literally leaving the show.
Yes.
Physically, mentally, everything that can be tied to Derek is gone.
Right.
And now the fact that they, you know, they had that small conversation that Owen and Amelia are just, like, toying with the idea of marriage and being together and whatnot, like, I think that kind of set Meredith off. But in fairness, Meredith should not have gone off on Amelia like
that. Here's the strange thing. This is what I understand is the whole season, it's almost been, like, weirdly absent, at least from Christmas, at least the second half of the season. Just Derek, like, her dealing with Derek has been, like, weirdly absent. She's second half of the season, you're like, oh, I guess she's cool now. I guess she's over it. She's done with her grieving process. And then this just flew in out of nowhere, I feel like.
And apparently it's over with Thorpe as well.
Right.
What happened to that guy?
Yeah, like, they went out in a couple of days and it actually ended
out.
Well.
Remember
and,
the episode when she freaked out and they were in the bed?
And
Thorpe's been gone since.
Have we heard of him since? Heard from him since? That was weird, huh? That was like a two-episode little deal.
Yeah. And he was gone, yeah.
And you're like, that was quick. All
it
right.
was Thorpe, then she had the thing with Alex and the blanket, and remember? And we really haven't heard her mention Derek since then.
But Thorpe, so Thorpe is gone. He's not coming back.
But just, let me just ask, because I thought this when the show first started. Anyone think that Owen should at least gave Meredith the heads up that he was selling the trailer?
No.
Or
absolutely. It's the right thing to do.
No, because even Meredith was like, no, that's your trailer. You paid for it.
She didn't mean that.
No, I think she did.
No.
I didn't think she meant
that. I think she said it only because she realized, like, that he is technically, like, your property. But that's his property.
I totally get that.
Legally, but like, as a friend, you say, hey, just want to let you know, it's just a heads up. I'm going to be selling this thing. You know, just want to let you know, just give you, like, a friendly, fair warning so you're not caught off guard.
I mean, hell.
Okay.
half the
cast. I don't
cast.
Get why he had to bring it to the hospital.
Well, that's the hum, that's the other weird yeah. thing.
Like,
but I mean,
like, all right, that's a little too contrived.
I mean, I'm surprised they didn't have like a ceremony. I mean, half the cast has stayed in that trailer at one time or another.
To bring it to the hospital only to sell it off.
So we needed a witness to sign the sale receipt. Meredith, are you cool to sign this?
That trailer was nice and comfortable where I was at.
Yeah, I thought it was just a tad strange to at least catch her off guard like that as she was walking in.
I didn't even realize that. Why did they bring it to the hospital?
No, exactly. I was like, this is way too contrived.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the trailer's gone as well.
You had to have that moment anyway, so I guess.
Right.
Whatever. It was at the hospital.
We need to be, yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
That makes sense.
But, okay, so Meredith during this, and then, like, now she's even, okay, we'll get to Meredith at the end of the episode.
There you go.
So Meredith still, something's stuck up her butt. And
perfectly
but,
describe
like,
it.
She's now arguing with Riggs. What do you, how do you, I don't even know how to yeah. say this, but like, them hooking up at the end. And I have it in my notes, ew.
Yeah, I mean, you
literally three times.
You just shared a box of bacon with another woman. Mm-hmm. You cannot go hooking up with somebody at the end of the night.
You don't share boxes of bacon.
You don't share a box of bacon with just anybody.
You don't do that.
Bacon serious, you guys.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't just share a box of bacon.
That was a weird moment, too. Where did the bacon come from?
Yeah, I don't know.
A box of bacon?
You don't share a box of bacon. You don't, like, decide and trade surgeries with someone and then throw your tongue down someone else's throat. Like, you just don't do all that.
Just generally.
That's just a lot of stuff to happen in a day.
Unwritten rules, you gotta know.
You got to know.
Right.
Two sisters at that.
I feel like
that's a no.
So many shows. So many shows have this moment when people get like heated and like they're arguing and whatnot and then they end up making out and like hooking up. And we had that convention in this episode.
Yeah.
But granted, it was just so not organic.
Yeah,
it was so... You're just sitting there like, oh, okay, this is cool. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, because, like, there's no chemistry between Meredith and
There's
and
no
Riggs.
Rhyme or reason to
Other
it,
television shows,
nothing.
When they do that, you're like, just please make out, and then they do. This, when that happens, you're like, no, we want to vomit.
Right. Because there was no build-up, there was nothing. Like, they were in the OR that one time during the day, and it just came out of nowhere. And I'm like, what?
I think what's even stranger is that it happened in the second-to-last episode of the season. So you're just kind of like, okay, like,
yeah, where are we going with this?
Where are you going with this? You have, like, one episode. I mean, you know, if it was, like, the second episode of the season, you're like, okay, well, maybe they'll hook up. Maybe they'll get together. Maybe it will cause drama.
Yeah, where are we going
to
go?
And it's the second-to-last episode. You're like, I don't really know what's this supposed to be
for.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. And do we think Maggie's going to be upset about it? Because I have been protesting about the Maggie and Riggs getting together, but they shared a box of bacon. They've been sharing.
I mean, that's
like,
romantic.
I mean, come on. They were like in the scrub room, you know, talking about surgeries.
I would have believed it more if it had been between Maggie and Riggs because they have spent more screen
the
time
bacon,
together.
Exactly. For example.
And the bacon. Like, they've had more natural scenes and moments together actually formulate somewhat of a relationship.
Right. Or
Meredith,
or chemistry or
Meredith
something.
Meredith and Riggs, every time they're together, it's like, I hate you because you're my, you're Owen's,
right.
You know, Owen's my friend, so therefore I hate you by extension. You know, there was just like no real moments between Meredith and Riggs to get to the point where they can hook up and we'd like it.
Yeah. So this is, okay, know. So this will not, this is not counting as predictions, but where do you think they're realistically taking that?
I hope nowhere.
I hope nowhere. I don't know. Like, I'm thinking maybe it is to cause some type of drama between Meredith and Maggie, because I will have to admit, and it's not just been this episode, it's been several episodes where they've been building something between Maggie and Riggs. So maybe it's to cause drama between the two of the two sisters.
But so then where are they? I don't feel, here's the deal, this is what I'm confused about. I don't feel like whatever drama that might bring would be deep rooted enough to carry over until next fall.
That's a good point.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then still, like, they're gonna create the drama and wrap it up in one episode. Is next week a 2-hour episode?
No. Or
is
this
no.
one?
It was
one.
No.
So it's like it's not gonna be deep seated enough drama to for the viewers to care by the time we get to next fall.
That's true.
We're not gonna remember, and then. You know what I mean? You're going to, have it and wrap it up in one episode?
No,
I understand.
I completely agree, Jay. And to go off of your point, Tara, I think there's, like, we haven't even had enough moments between Maggie to tell the audience if she's even developing feelings for Riggs.
Yeah.
True.
So
we're even kind of at the point where like, are you guys supposed to be together?
Right.
Or are you,
right.
What are we supposed to feel like right now?
Yeah, the answer.
I feel like I want to vomit.
So, yeah, it's just no.
No.
We're like, no.
This is a hookup we don't like.
Let us know what you think, but we over here, we're just like, no.
Scale of 1 to 10, quality of the hookup.
Yeah.
Negative 10.
I give it a 2.
Yeah.
I give it a negative 10. All right.
I'm like, my eyes. I don't want to see that.
Seriously. Ew. I can't say it enough. All right. Let's get to Karev and Joe. Because during all this, Karev and, you know, Meredith are like, hey, everyone's talking about marriage. Marriage is on the brain. But when will Karev actually get married? He's tired of, you know, waiting on Joe.
I don't blame him.
He
needs to move on.
Were you surprised with Joe's reaction and saying no?
I was surprised at how she said no. Mm-hmm. I would think her no to him after all this time and him proposing twice and them living together and breaking up and getting back together and rings in the drawer. She was just like, I'm sorry. I was expecting tears and like, I don't know. It wasn't enough. It wasn't.
I feel like it's based off of immaturity. It's like where Karev was taking the relationship, rightfully so, really seriously, and I feel like for her it was just kind of more of like a surface level.
You think so, really?
Yeah, I don't know. That's like the sense I get. Like even her reaction when she said no, it's kind of like, yeah, you know, I just can't right now. Sorry,
I can't.
And I feel like Karev's like, if you're gonna say no, then I need more than that.
I need an answer.
You know,
yeah. That's exactly what.
And
I think
it's just immaturity. I feel like that's what my sense is with Joe. Is like it's just the immaturity of like, yeah, I don't know, just not right now. And Karev's like, well, not right now.
He needs to move on.
Yeah, I agree.
We need more for his character anyway.
He waited too long. Yeah, not a lot has happened with Craig in this season, just in general.
Maybe that'll be like the ultimate at the big season finale. Is they'll take care of him somehow,
Or like something will happen to him. God forbid.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. No,
but because he's fairly the most consistent character in this whole season right
isn't
now.
Isn't that crazy that he's like Meredith's rock? That's what he's turned into.
Yeah,
her
exactly.
Rock, and that's all he's been this season. I need a little bit more from Karev.
Joe and Karev are officially off. And I agree. Maybe next episode, the finale, we'll get a reason behind why Joe said no. Like, why she's been waiting this long and stringing him along. It's like, dude, he could have moved on.
My point, though, as to why I think it's just immaturity, is if we didn't, I feel like the audience could live with that. And they just be like, well, yeah, she just didn't feel like it. You know what I mean? I feel like that signifies her immaturity as a character.
You think? I mean, I think... You said that they're officially off. Unfortunately, I don't believe that. I believe Alex is going to ask for an explanation. She's going to give him something. He's going to go through this like, should I, shouldn't I kind of thing.
Get over it. Leave her.
I mean, he's been with her that long, waiting that long for an answer. I don't know.
But that's the thing. When we've said it in previous after shows, like, we've waited too long. Do we really care anymore?
Well, that's another point.
Exactly. With them, you're like, because it's different than like Jackson and April, you know? Where you're so invested, but now you're just like, you had to hang him for so long. I just make a freaking choice.
Right.
I don't really care.
I just forgot you guys were together.
Yeah.
Well, we actually see Jackson and April for a quick hot second. They're still on good terms. Happy that the baby's coming along.
Good awkward terms, I think. Like, he didn't want to touch her belly. Which...
Yeah, but I think it was more so, like, he's still happy it's there.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
So, it's 100%. Like, let's not ruin anything.
Yeah.
They're
100%.
Good. For the 3 seconds that they were on screen, I'm like, yep, that's enough for me to understand that they're still in a good place.
Yes, that's true. That's
done.
True.
And then, but who's also not in a good place? Warren and Bailey. Cold shoulder. Not talking to each other. Avoidance.
I don't feel like that's as deep-seated... It's starting to get kind of like playful at this point. You know what I mean? It's starting to kind of like jokey, playful, which is fine. It's like, you know.
What do you think of Warren's mentality and logic when he's talking to Avery about this? It's like, hey, I forget the exact words that he says, but like, there's going to be a point where she's going to apologize to me.
Yeah, they're both playing the same waiting game.
But the fact that, like, he's even thinks, like, hey, it's not my fault, it's her fault. I'm like, no, Warren, you're the reason why you're in this mess.
I think it gets to a certain point where, what, I mean, I think there's a point now of what happened. I mean, it's been months. I mean, because I think Weber, someone said, supposedly it's been months. So now it's beyond what he did and what she did. Now they're both just playing this, they're to me, ridiculous, like, this ridiculous, like, waiting game. And everyone else's life and relationships are moving on. And they're, like, at this stalemate, which it just becomes kind of dumb to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how I feel. Like, it was, you know, it was cute for a second. But it's also like, come on. Like, for real? Or I'm over it. Can we do something with this? That's how it kind of felt. Sorry.
I don't know. Maybe they'll fully get resolved.
Something?
Because, like, even their, I believe it was Weber, who's like, can you just move up the, his
oh yeah
date.
His date.
How so much he doesn't have
his suspension.
He was suspended for like six months.
Suspended for 6 months. We've had
so should be soon.
A good amount of
time. A good amount of time.
It's only been like, what, 3 months in the timeline.
Yeah. And she's the only one from what we've seen. She's the only one still talking about it.
And it's not everyone's like he's completely suffering anyways, because he's still working in the OR. Right. So like, again, whatever. Did he really learn anything at the end of the day? No.
No, maybe not. But also, like, come on. Like,
I see this getting very easily resolved in the season finale. They're going to be at the wedding, at Amelia and Owen's wedding, and they're going to make up and resolve. And it'll be fine.
No, there you go. That's kind of where it is now. It, like, it could be wrapped up just that quickly.
Yeah.
It could. Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
So maybe that will be the finale.
Yeah.
Right. Anything else about this episode that may have missed?
Did we talk about the engagement? The Amelia and Owen?
Oh, yeah, of course. Shoot.
What are we doing? Okay.
Yeah, more so at the very end. We have Amelia going up to Owen, and she's the one that proposes. Do we like this?
I do, yeah.
I do.
I do not. But it's
you're
not.
You're just a Grinch today.
No. But this, to me, was not about me disliking Amelia, because I'm beyond that. I've, you know, she's been totally cool with me in the last episodes. But I felt what she and Owen were doing before, like, let's say pre-Meredith and post-Meredith. I felt like what she and Owen had pre-Meredith go off was real and organic. Mm-hmm. I felt what Amelia did post Meredith's go off was her trying to do something different so Meredith would not be right. That's how I felt about it. It felt forced to me. Them being playful and fake marriage, I was like, that's cute. People do that when they're dating. That's not a big deal. But the whole jump into marriage thing, it just felt like
Amelia's trying to shake. But they're not jumping in. They've been together for a while and they've been through a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they have.
You know?
You know.
And they've been on and off as well. Because, like, even when they were in the waiting room, you know, together after they slept with each other, they're talking about, like, marriage and kids. This is, like, a real conversation between couples when they're at that point of consideration of marriage. So I like that moment because that was before Meredith's blow up.
Right.
And then afterwards, Meredith's kind of got to Amelia.
That's what I'm saying.
And then, but like it forced Amelia to like reevaluate a little bit and be like, hey, you know what? Like, I thought I was as great as Derek. I'm not. But in a way, it felt like she was okay with it and she accepted it. But what makes her happy is to be with Owen and whatnot. So,
I mean, I get that. It just felt rushed to me. It just felt forced and rushed. And Owen loves her because he's the good dude. Yes.
I just feel like there's so much groundwork there that even like a little bit, I don't think it's rushed. I see it as like a catalyst of groundwork that was already laid, and then that you could, I mean, Meredith Singh could have been a good thing to kind of set her off of saying like, you know what, like I am going to do this and kind of force her hand to make the decision.
Okay,
I guess that's a perspective because Meredith went the hell off.
A wrong perspective.
No, not wrong really perspective. Stupid. I mean, I'm just saying. But yeah, Meredith
but I guess,
went off.
Sure,
just,
I guess people think that way.
Wow. Okay.
No, but I did like how Amelia was like, even went up to him, like, are we okay? Are we in a good place right now? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they have been on and off several times just in the season alone.
Very true. Yep.
But again, I felt like this was a real genuine moment between a couple realizing where they actually stand and how much, how far they want to go into this relationship, if it's good enough and strong enough to actually become a marriage and a lifelong thing.
Mm-hmm.
We will
and
see.
And Amelia asking him.
Yeah, because I think like if he would have asked her, she would have said no. That's just, and I'm just saying that because, oh, we were just talking fake marriage. I think the only way it was going to happen is if she proposed to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my thought. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No, because even in the OR when they were, you know, doing the procedure one, I was like, hypothetically, mm-hmm. I would marry someone. Like, I would consider marry someone if it was for the right person.
Mm-hmm.
They make people really incredibly uncomfortable in the OR. I mean, just the stuff they talk about, the stuff that goes down in those ORs.
I think it's funny.
You're standing, those nurses must be like, thank gosh that surgery was over. I know everybody's business.
It's like, this is so unprofessional.
Right. I just want to do some surgery.
But it makes for good television.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
So, yeah.
But I did like this. But, like, just watching their relationship where it was from the beginning of the episode to where it was, how it ended mm-hmm. on the episode. Like, yeah, I'm for it. I'm for it. I don't care how it went down, but I am for it. So
I'm on the fence, but I'm on the fence.
You gotta believe in love.
I totally
you gotta believe in love.
Love
sometime.
I totally believe in the loves. I just don't know about
apparently
theirs.
Not.
I just don't know. I mean,
not from what I'm seeing tonight.
Yeah, I totally believe in the loves. I totally believe in love because I still vote for Richard and Catherine being couple of the year. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
I believe in love.
We did see Catherine come back because
yeah.
even
love it.
Bever was having like a moment of, I don't even know what you call it, like self-doubt
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
it was like, where is his place in the world? He's seeing everyone else work around him. Like, mm-hmm. where does he stand? Is he happy? And then, yeah, of course, Catherine shows up for 2 seconds on screen. He's like, yes,
that's
you are the highlight of my night.
That's it. It's all the man needs. I sure believe in love. Thank you very much.
Pen drop.
Thank you
Thank
and good
you.
Night.
All right.
Pleasure to be
With
here.
With that, let's go to a little bit of news and gossip, actually.
Oh.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, congratulations to Jessica Capshaw.
Yes.
She just had her fourth child.
Big up. Congratulations.
Monday. Congratulations to her, because if you guys didn't realize, she was totally pregnant mm-hmm. during the season. So,
oh,
yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, there you go. They did a great job hiding her belly.
They did.
But, yeah, and, like, she wasn't really missing any episodes. So, like, usually when actresses, like, go away mm-hmm. because of their pregnancy, it's because of that. But, like, she was in every episode this
episode. She has some pretty big storylines this
mm-hmm.
season.
Yeah.
And four kids? Girl,
four
do
kids.
It.
So, congratulations to her. She just had another girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need
adorable.
Grace to stay on, like, 5 more seasons with 4 kids. I know that cannot be cheap.
Yeah, and, yeah, thank
it's
you
LA.
To... Lauren G on Twitter actually informed us during this that the pilot that for Jerrica Hinton's show for the comedy
mm-hmm.
show
mm-hmm.
actually did not get picked up.
Oh.
So she's chilling
so Stephanie's
here.
Probably
right.
going to
okay.
remain on
okay.
Grey's Anatomy.
It
so,
is. That's what I'm talking about. Like, that's up-to-date info.
That's
there
Twitter.
That is for real.
Thank you guys for tweeting us.
Thanks so
and
much.
Being in the live chat. You guys
yeah,
are awesome.
Totally. Okay.
But, yeah, so let's get to predictions then.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. We see in the previews, wedding, already. It's the finale.
It can be like a year from now.
They're
going to
fast forward it. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's probably, yeah, you're right. I didn't even think about that. I was like, oh, no, it's next week because, hey, it's another wedding. But, Okay, so most of us are for the wedding. The majority of this panel
most of us who believe in love. Yep.
And we also see April goes into labor.
Yeah.
That seems a little too fast, too. But if there is a time jump, it would make sense.
Then there would have to be, because tonight she was like...
5 months or something, right?
Yeah.
5 months? Okay.
I guess.
This is a little fast engagement.
Yeah. Do you think the whole finale episode is going to just revolve around, like, the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens, what goes down?
That's what it looks like to me.
I hope so, only because of the fact that the last however many years, I know you guys can correct me, we have natural disasters. We have shootings. We have people
plane
dying.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ferry boats.
Yeah, like,
oh, gosh.
Those are the type of Grey's Anatomy season finales we have. So if we can have one... that is about the celebration of love and life with this big heart that I have.
Yo, here we go.
I
now
would just
see.
Appreciate it, yes.
But, I mean, you gotta remember, there was, like, the finale when Owen and Christina got married. That was a two-parter.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
So, like, to have another finale on another wedding... I don't know.
Well, maybe just balance it out, though, because remember, didn't we have a season finale when Christina tried to marry... what was that doctor's name? Isaiah Washington's
oh,
character?
Yeah.
That was
Burton.
A horrible.
No,
yes.
no, not
oh.
Burton. No.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. We're literally going back to season
like one and two.
Like one and two.
Yeah.
Not to steal your prediction, that was actually going to be my prediction. My prediction was going to be a boring prediction of...
Oh, yeah, that was the wedding. Like, the wedding of him.
Yeah.
Not Owen, the first time.
Yes, the first time.
Back to my prediction.
Yeah.
Yes, sorry.
The boring prediction you said.
Thank you for paying attention.
Always. Always.
My prediction is actually just a boring prediction of, like, I feel there's obviously going to be drama, but I feel like at the end of the day, it's going to end up being just like a happy... Most of the dramatic loose ends are going to get tied up. And I don't feel like they're going to leave us with a cliffhanger. I feel like it's going to be just a beautiful...
Preston Burke.
Am I doing my prediction right now? Or are we...
Keep going. I'm sorry. It came to me. Burke.
That's it.
It's a wrap up of all the loose ends, but no, like, serious cliffhanger.
No.
That's what you think?
Yeah, that's what I think.
No, I like that.
I like that.
Thank you for paraphrasing. No. Thank you for listening to her paraphrase my prediction.
No.
That's okay.
I think that's good. I think it would be actually nice to have a kind of clean, happier ending for Grey's Anatomy. It would be fun. I hope there's not, like, a humongous tragedy.
Well, last season was so, oh my god.
There's, like, an asteroid that hits the wedding. You're like,
oh. Right, exactly.
That's the one thing literally out of this world that hasn't happened
That hasn't
yet.
Happened.
But, hey, I guess Seattle's just, like, the place for it. That would make sense if it hit Seattle.
Totally makes sense.
Shoot.
Totally makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just really looking forward to the finale because I really don't have any predictions. A lot of my predictions happen... already.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm curious
to fruition
to see, because this was my prediction and now my prediction is probably blown because the pilot didn't get picked up, but what I saw in Stephanie's eyes when Kyle passed away was definitely a change and a shift in her relationship with Amelia. So I was thinking, I was like, oh, Stephanie's out. She's no longer going to be able to work with, you know, Amelia, blah, blah, blah. And this is kind of her way to exit. But I do think their relationship is... I'm curious to see if their relationship remains the same.
Yeah. Do you think there's going to be an argument in the near future? We'll see Stephanie, like, really go off on Amelia. Because she even, in this episode, she's like, hey, this is literally a Hail Mary. What are you doing? That's calling, like, a last resort.
Right. I think so. So I see the opposite. I feel like they're going to... make her a bigger piece of the, like, I feel like they're gonna implant her more into the storylines now.
Okay, you think this would, like, she and Amelia are not gonna bond, but she's gonna become a bigger voice on the
get off yeah. the service or get on the service. Who knows? I think it could go both ways.
We're not gonna find out in the next episode.
No,
I don't even find out that. So
it's gonna be dedicated to the wedding.
The wedding of the century. That I'm going to be happy about.
Of the century?
Because you do have a heart.
Because I have a big heart.
She's been trying to convince us all night long. She's like, oh my gosh, like, so sweet.
All right. So that'll be fun to watch. So we have one more episode left, you guys. The finale's almost here. Oh my goodness, this was a fast season.
I know.
So much more to keep watching. Thank you, everyone, for listening, tuning in, watching, rating, commenting, downloading, and everything. Where can everyone keep following you?
You can find me all things social media at JF Howard.
Don't forget the F in that JF Howard. And you can find me at TJ Wagging Her Tail.
Yes, and you can follow me on Twitter at Serafini TV. You can follow all of us here on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all those fun social media platforms at AfterBuzz TV. Rate, comment, subscribe. We have the finale left. That's it. But we do have another season, so yay. More episodes to watch, more things to come. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We will see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.